We love you. We bless you. We honor you. We lift your name up on high today. Oh God, we just adore you. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your healing power. We just thank you for your power of protection. But most importantly, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for sending him down from heaven. We thank you for birthing him through a virgin. We thank you that he led a sinless life. We're thankful that he died on the cross for our sins. Now, God, we ask that you bless anybody and everybody who is watching this broadcast on today. Bless those who are here to make this broadcast go forth. Lord, bless them for their faithfulness. Bless them for their servitude. Every boy, girl, woman, and man who's watching, touch them right where they are. Fix every situation in the lives of your children. Let us grasp from it what we need to be better for you. Lord, bless the praise and worship team. Bless the musicians. Bless the sound tech in the booth. Lord, bless everybody and let them be faithful and let them be able to do whatever you have them do on today. Now, God, we ask a special prayer on the angel of the house. Bless the messenger on today. Let the word go forth with power, might, and accuracy. Anoint him from the top of his head to the very soles of his feet.
Oh, yes.
Lord, strengthen him. Let the words of his mouth and the meditations of his heart be acceptable in thy sight. Now, God, we want to give Satan a headache on today. Let us praise you where you are. Let us praise you where we are. God, just give us the mindset to lift your name up on today. We want to praise you in spite of our problems. We want to worship you in spite of our worry. We want to lift you up in spite of our lamenting. God, we just want to bless you on today. And God, we're going to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And it's in your soul-saving name, Jesus' name. It's in your body-healing son, Jesus' name.
Yes.
It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. It's that the name of Jesus that only man can be saved. It's that the name of Jesus that demons have to flee. It's that the name of Jesus that Satan trembles. And it's that the name of Jesus that we count all these things done. Let the church say amen.
Amen,
amen and amen. Let's praise God on today.
Praise him.
Because he's worthy.
Praise him.
Call his name.
worship your name. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship your name.
I believe when we get caught up in worship, we find ourselves dancing in the spirit. Amen. We find ourselves dancing like David did. Amen. Giving God glory to a whole new level, a different dimension than we've ever given him glory before. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand for the praise and worship leaders. Amen. We thank God for this Sunday that he has allowed us to be here. Worship, give him glory, give him honor. And we count it a privilege to be here in the house of the Lord. I thank God for every song. I thank God for all that has taken place here this morning. And now let's go to the Word of God. I don't propose to keep you long, but there is a word from the Lord. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3. Beginning with verse 12. Now I just want to read three verses in your hearing today. And it says, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press. Amen. Amen. Bow with me. Father, we're so grateful for the privilege of prayer that you allow us, O God, to come before your presence to call on your holy and divine name. I thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit, O God. I thank you for your word, for the illumination and inspiration we receive from your divine word. I thank you, Lord, for eternal life, for life and for life more abundantly. I thank you, dear God, that we are your children and we are called by your name. And I ask this morning, Heavenly Father, that you would use my mind and my mouth to convey the message that you have for the church today. Speak today, dear God. I pray that you, O Lord, will be glorified and that the church will be edified. Use your servant today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. Praise God. I want us to talk about, I want us to give some thought today. Last Sunday we talked about keep praying. This Sunday I want to talk about keep pressing. Amen. Keep pressing. I want to encourage you today, with all that's going on in our country, we can't let up, not spiritually or socially. And in light of what happened to Rashard Brooks, it just keeps coming, and Satan won't just let it go away. When you think about a young man just falling asleep in a fast food restaurant in an effort to get food and ending up dead, it's not only a crime, it's a shame. Amen. And I was telling my wife how foolish and unnecessary it was, because I may be the only one, but I know that I have pulled up to a stoplight and been so tired that either the car pulling off beside me or somebody tooting their horn brought me back to wake me that I could drive on to my destination. And you end up dead because you are in a fast food line falling asleep and people driving around you. And Lord help. We need to keep on pressing. And I mean, again, both spiritually and socially. We know God wants us to continue growing in Christ's likeness and to have a greater level of intimacy with Him. And when you look at that word press, it means aggressive, energetic action on our part in this particular case. So let's keep pressing. Amen. Let's keep pressing to grow in Christ's likeness. Let's keep pressing for social change in our country, because now that America has awakened, in a sense, to the fact that systematic racism is present and alive in our nation, it's time for us not to let up, but to keep pushing. Amen. Because this has been a plague, it has been a blight on the United States of America for hundreds and hundreds of years. And we need to keep pressing for change because of the situation in our nation's capital. When our president talks about having done more for the black community than Abraham Lincoln, you know we have a problem on Capitol Hill. Then I didn't see it come out of his mouth, but it was published the other day that Mitch McConnell said that they paid for slavery by allowing us to elect Barack Obama to be the president of the United States. Lord, have mercy. We need to keep pressing because there is a spirit at work in the hearts of people in our nation that just continues to destroy and malign what is real. Some of us are familiar with the term pressing from our knowledge of basketball. And when a team presses another team, they do it in a couple of ways. Sometimes they set the press up at half court and they allow them to throw the ball in and start down the court. And then there's the full court press. And that is when they are down in front of them, hands in front, waving, trying to keep them from even getting the ball inbound. And I just want you to know that because of the lunacy that we see in our nation, and especially on Capitol Hill, it's time for a full court press. I mean pressing spiritually for change that glorifies God, and socially for change that will be a blessing to the people of our nation. Only God knows when and how this is going to end. But I'm confident of one thing, that we as Christians, believers in Jesus Christ, must continue to press toward the goal of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We have to continue to press for social change, that our nation might be healed. Somebody said, how do we do that? I'm so glad you asked this morning. Let me give you three simple steps to keep us personally and individually focused on pressing. First of all, we have to recite the goal or objective for which we are pressing. And in Philippians 3:12, it says, not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. There are some things that we need to just keep saying over and over, amen. We need to keep reviewing it in our minds over and over. It's a great way to work on memorization, is just to continue to recite it, sometimes audibly even, so that you hear the words as you speak them. And one thing it does, if we continue to recite, it will keep that at the forefront of our thinking, amen. And reciting the goal also reveals, amen, where we are in relation to reaching that goal or objective. It tells us how far we have to go. Now, it also will tell us how far we've come, but our interest is not going backwards, but it's going forward and making more progress. It causes us to be honest with ourselves. The truth is that we haven't arrived. We have not become perfect. We have to recite the goal because of distractions. Satan will send diversions and delusions to take our eyes off of the goal and what's really most valuable or important. And if we're not careful, he will take us off course, amen. So therefore, we have to keep on reciting and keeping it at the forefront of our thinking, amen. We have to keep pressing in order to reach the goal for which Christ has laid hold of us. When we receive Jesus Christ, that's the grip that Paul is talking about, that has made us children of God, and Jesus got a hold of us to make us just like himself. We have to keep pressing. Amen. We have to keep on pressing towards the goal to bring us into a greater level of Christ's likeness. We have to keep pressing toward the goal to end racial division within our country. So just continue to recite the goal. Continue to recite the objective of Christ-likeness and social change in the United States of America. And then the second thing we have to do is confirm the direction that we're headed. And in Philippians 3:13, it says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are ahead. Now, we've all gone on trips. We've all traveled at some point in time in our lives. And normally, before we leave, we map out our route. Amen. Determine the best and the fastest way to get to our destination. And because life is a journey, amen, we have to take advantage and check our coordinates. We need to check them from time to time to ensure that we are staying on course. Now, How do we do that? First, we have to acknowledge that we're not there yet. We are still traveling along the road of life. Yes, we are. We are making progress, but we have not arrived at full Christ-likeness. Amen. So therefore, that means that I need to spend some time reading the Word of God. I need to spend some time memorizing the Word of God. I need to spend some time studying the Word of God. I need to spend some time praying and having fellowship with God in order to know that my direction is the course that God really wants me to travel. And then secondly, we have to leave the past in the past. We made some strides spiritually and socially, amen, but we can't live in the past. We can't live on past achievements and past accomplishments. We have to have short-term memory, if you will, and clear direction. We need to have those two things, amen, in order to ensure that we don't get off course and begin to go back. See, otherwise we'll kind of be like Israel was when they came out of Egypt and they encountered hardship. And then they wanted to kill Moses and told him, hey, at least back there we had bread to eat. We had food and we had shelter, but you done brought us out here into the wilderness. And this is not our wilderness experience, believe me. We've come out of the wilderness and we are traveling towards the promised land, if you will. And we can't get there safely unless we, you know, continue to press forward. See, you can't reach your destination safely if you spend all your time looking in the rearview mirror. That windshield in front of you, the big glass, and it gives you a picture of the direction in which we are to be heading. So forget about the past and just keep pressing forward. Then we have to reach. We have to stretch for what is ahead. And you've seen racers in track, particularly your sprinters, and when they come to the finish line, if it's even halfway close, they stick their bodies, stretch them as far as they can, they extend themselves in order to cross the goal line before the person who is running beside them. Believe me, I want to be more and more like Jesus Christ. But I also want racial equality for people of color. So my direction has been confirmed. My direction is in front of me, following the Lord Jesus Christ and allowing him to dictate my course, amen, and to be there with me regardless of what comes into my life. Confirm your direction. And then third, I said I wasn't going to keep you long. We have to concentrate on the goal. Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We've all been born again. So therefore, the Holy Spirit has baptized us into the body of believers, and we are in Christ Jesus. But because of all the distractions, because of all the noise, because of all of the static, we have to exert focus, concentration, amen, on our goal in order to not lose sight of it. We have to maintain a concentrated focus on the goal of Christ's likeness. Now, I don't know how many of you have played or watched rugby. But rugby is a game that has a focus on pressing. At the kickoff, if you will, they line up across in front of one another. They lock their arms over the shoulders of one another. And they are basically nose to nose with the opposing team. And when the whistle blows, they began to press, and the team that presses the hardest and the ball pops out, and that's the objective. You want to get the ball when the game starts. So therefore, we have to press. They continue to press and run, amen, and the team who gets the ball takes it in the direction of the opponent's goal, trying to score. Well, since we know who our enemy is, we know who our opponent is, we need to lock arms and press as believers toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, when you press, that means that you put urgency on the opponent. Amen. And we have to just continue to press. See, pressing is resistance. And resistance will cause the enemy, our enemy, the Bible says, that if we resist the devil, he'll flee from us. But it doesn't mean that he won't send some storms our way. And life brings all kinds of storms, brings all kinds of winds of adversity, and they come in various types and forms, and oh, they have varying destructive power. So let me talk about it naturally first. When we look at winds and storms that come our way, naturally, we may see straight line winds. We may see tornadoes, tropical storms, cyclones, and hurricanes. And when the storm comes and it passes over, regardless of whatever kind of storm it is, naturally there is a calm stillness that follows that storm. But I believe the storm that we are in as a people and as a nation is of hurricane proportion. It is an enormous storm that has and can have devastating, destructive power on our people and our nation. It's a kind of storm we've never really experienced before. And when we look at it, it's a storm that is primarily taking the lives of people of color. And it's not over. Well, in case you haven't noticed, we're in the middle of a major storm with the winds of COVID-19. And we're in the midst of a major storm with the winds of racism in our country. We're in the midst of a storm with a president who is seeking to divide the nation instead of uniting the nation. And he's doing it all for self-gain, hopefully to win another term as the president. And that's why it's imperative that we who would stand for righteousness keep pressing. Now, we talk about storms. Remember at 35th Street Baptist Church back in the day, we used to sing hymns. And I like hymns because they convey very powerful messages. They convey messages that encourage and lift the load, so to speak. I can remember there was an old hymn that we used to sing called Stand By Me. And the words went something like this. When the world is tossing me, when the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me, stand by me. And then the following verses, they start kind of like this. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. That song would lift your spirit no matter what you were dealing with if you had an ear that was tuned in to the Spirit of God. Well, it has power because of who it's talking about. It's talking about Jesus, the Lord of glory, standing by us, the Lord of glory being our shelter and our cover in the midst of a storm. Anytime anything is going on in your life, you need the Lord to stand there with you. Believe me now, Jesus came into this world, put on human flesh, amen, lived a sinlessly perfect life, performed all kinds of miracles. He made the blind to see, the lame to walk, healed leprosy, raised the dead. Oh yeah, Jesus came into this world, laid down his life to save you and me from an eternity in hell. Oh, but see, I got good news this morning. He didn't stay dead. He rose on the third day morning with all power and heaven and earth in his hand. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me, making intercession for all of those who have put their faith in him for eternal life. Now, let me tell you, that's good news. I'm excited to see it. As I head to a close, I want to make a declaration this morning, because every time I've had a storm in my life, Jesus was standing right there beside me. See, when storms of sickness came into my life, all the Lord was right there with me. When I failed and came short of his word, the Lord stood right there with me. When trials came into my life, the Lord stood right there with me. When tribulation came upon me, the Lord stood right there with me. When I was up and when I was down, the Lord stood right there with me. He's always been by my side. So let come what may, from day to day, I want to give you the assurance, God will take care of you. If you put your trust and your faith in the Lord, he will. He'll take care of you. Oh, all day long, in the evening time, over in the midnight hour, sometime 3-4 o'clock in the morning, when you can't really rest, just call on the Lord. See, won't he speak peace to your heart? Let me tell you, trust in the Lord and keep pressing. Don't let up now. Just continue to press toward the goal for the upward call of Christ Jesus. And one day, he's going to call us, all of us, to come home again. Unless he chooses to come back first. If the Lord doesn't return, all of us are going to have to travel that road. But don't worry about it, because at the end of that road is glory. At the end of that road is that place that Jesus prepared for us to spend all eternity with him. I trust in God. I know that he cares for me. I trust in him. If you have never prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the day you ought to give the Lord your life. I'm going to ask that you would bow and repeat after me. Father God, I'm a sinner, and I need salvation. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he came into this world, that he died for me, oh God. to cleanse my sins and to save me. Forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. That my life will be a life that glorifies you. I thank you, dear God, because your word tells me that if I confess my sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive me my sins. And I know right now that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you recited that prayer, you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Send us a text, an email, a phone call, just to let us know. And then connect the Bible teaching, Bible preaching church where you can grow in Christ's likeness. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Let me make just a few announcements and we're going to get ready to give the Lord's benediction.